listeners. I just wanted to come on here and do a little update for everyone. You may hear clicking of keys in the background. You may hear rain in the background. It's actually raining where I am right now today. And my desk where I do all of my recording is by a window. So I just wanted to like let people know if they're like, what the heck is that noise? It's, well, it is that. So, geez, I don't know how to start this out. I did not do so well on my test. Unfortunately, I failed it. I want to be honest with everyone about that, and I want to make sure that people are aware. It is tough. I had this like moment when like in the car of just like, what am I doing here? You know, is this right for me? And thanks to some of my friends and close people in my life that may or may not listen to this, I don't know, but if you do, thank you. But I decided that I need to keep pushing on. I need to keep doing this. Like, I can't let this get me down like this. I can't, you know, bend. I can't break. So that's what I'm going to do here. Like, I am going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep, like, moving forward, and we're going to get through this. And I think I'm going to have a better way of presenting my material after that test. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I didn't do so well on was stuff to do with appraisals. I mean, that was stuff that I felt like my online course had barely even covered, like had mentioned, like this is important, but like the amount that the actual exam put importance on it, and knowing that clearly, was way more than I ever expected. And so I think coming back into it, like I know how to present the information a little bit better now, and hopefully I can better present it to you guys, because that would be important to me to help someone out here struggling through this, because I'm sure having one heck of a time over here. And yeah, I mean, things that I noticed were knowing the difference between RESPA, TRID, and TILA disclosures. So like, you know, what each law requires. I know in practice it may be different than what the actual law requires, which I think threw me off, because I'm like, oh, this is how you're supposed to do it. But no, is it like, actually, how is the law, how, what does this law say and what does that law say, and what is record retention? Record retention is different for RESPA, TRID, TILA, and so just knowing the individual ones, you know? So I just wanted to update you guys. I'm going to do some more on this little mini episode, but hopefully you guys have a good week. A little bit, whatever happens, it's better than my week, so keep that in mind. Stay positive, stay healthy, and the RESPA Part 2 will be coming out. Thank you for listening. I know that I have some sound issues because I've been listening back to my old episodes, and I really need to fix that, so I'm really, really sorry about any sound issues that I have. Aside from that, I'm absolutely obsessed with this girl boss movement. I love the power that it gives us to pursue what we want, to build our brand, and create our from dust our empire. Something that is entirely ours and nobody else's. Like, that's what I really, really wanted, is to have something of my own. To me, it is so hopeful and so encouraging to me, someone who really tries hard to build her brand and lift others up around her. You know, some days I do better than others. Today is one of those days where I just kind of had to focus on me and, like, staying positive more than, you know, what I'm doing for other people. So right now I help do marketing and promotion for another business, actually a few other businesses, but I won't stop that when I become a mortgage lender. And I'm developing the skills to become better and absolutely unstoppable. I'm learning analysis, I'm learning marketing and things like that. So my goals are so important to me, and I'm determined not to fail and make a fool of myself. I know it sounds totally like I'm operating out of spite, and maybe that's what initially motivated it, but I find my good motives and what are healthy to be motivated by down the road for sure. So I guess in my mind, it doesn't matter what starts you out on this journey. It matters what you continue to be motivated by and that you work through in your mind. So I'm definitely no therapist, and I'm very much in the journey of finding myself as a businesswoman, a person, and my role in the world. So I hope to share some pieces of good advice and empower others, but by no means am I any kind of professional source on this. So off of a heavy topic, I know I kind of ended this earlier section with random ramblings, and I was thinking through my head. Right now, I'm starting on a meal prep journey again. Like, I do things like bodybuilding competitions, like bikini competitions through the National Physique Committee, so NPC. That's like the biggest, most common one. And I used to be on a really strict diet during competition prep and in season, but because of shows getting canceled, I got scared to compete because I don't want to have to comp my competition get like get the carpet ripped out from under me or rug ripped out from under me or whatever that quote is. Because mentally it'd be so hard to prepare for something and then have outside things ruin it. And then I've been thinking like how do I work on my mentality so that if that happens, it'll be okay. So I'm like right now getting myself into the mindset of competing as 2021 rolls around. I think it'd be good for me to have that structure in my life. I really don't do well when I don't have any type of structure, like a meal plan, workout plan, life plan, you know, goals down the road, and it makes things much easier for me. So it takes the thinking out of what is for dinner and what exercises I have to do that day. Things can get a little crazy in my life, and so having a plan out on paper of just like, oh, cool, all I have to do is this, you know, and it's automatic for me. Makes things so much easier, and so I'm definitely kind of anxious and kind of happy anxious. I don't know what that is. I'm anticipating having a more structured life and having a more structured daily routine. So I'll probably do some updates about that too. I think it'd be kind of cool to talk about competitions and how that works exactly, and do things like that. I mean, I would find it awesome if people could reach out to me, follow me, connect with me. You know, I would love that. And yeah, until next time.